Don, you're on the air on KLOS Los Angeles with Frank Sontag.
Hey, Frank. It's good to talk to you again. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good. How are you, Don?
Doing well, thanks.
Good.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome.
All right. Yeah, before I get to talking about the rally that happened yesterday, I just want to very quickly mention I just got back from the Dead Can Dance concert that took place tonight at the Hollywood Bowl. And I was thinking, as I was watching the show tonight, how it was that I came to even know who those guys were, and it was because you played one of their songs about 10 years ago on the air, and I figured out what you said who it was, and I went out and got their the album that was out at the time. And I want to thank you for that.
How was the concert?
It was interesting. It was very cool. I haven't been to the Bowl in a couple of years, and they've really spruced it up a little bit with a bunch of big screens. So I was sitting pretty far back, but it was good. It was nice and loud, and it was really a lot of fun.
I love Dead Can Dance. I think they're a phenomenal band, and I actually didn't know they were in town, or even though it's a Sunday night, I may have... No, I couldn't have gone tonight. So tell me a little bit more about the concert before you talk about the other part of your call. You'd never seen them in concert before, I take it.
No, I haven't.
And when I asked you how was the concert, you first said it was interesting. So tell me more about it.
Well, I don't really know how to describe it. I mean, their music is very unique, and it was just a fun thing to go to. I don't know what else to say.
Did you like it?
Yeah, I had a good time. I enjoy their music.
Uh-huh.
Even though most of the songs they were playing, I was hearing for the first time.
Technically, how did they sound?
Excellent. I mean, it was really clean and just really superb. They had the Bowl Orchestra behind them, too.
Did they really?
Yeah.
Now, how many people are in the band?
It looked like there were several, maybe six or seven, I think. Or maybe more, I don't know. Maybe a little bit more.
Uh-huh. Did you go by yourself, or did you go with someone else?
I had a couple friends that I went with.
What did they think about it?
They didn't say much, but they had a good time as far as I could tell.
Uh-huh. Well, just bringing it up, I wish I had some in studio. I'd love to play some tonight. In fact, I guess I'll bring some next Sunday. And I haven't played them on the air on the program for quite a while. And have kind of lost touch with what they're doing, what's going on with them. Do they have any new albums out? But... I'm glad you went, and I'm glad you made mention of it. Maybe there are a lot of people right now that have never heard of them before, and because of your call, they'll look into the band Dead Can Dance. So thanks.
Yeah, that's certainly possible. Yeah, I went to the anti-war protest they had in downtown yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And it was pretty cool. They had quite a number of people, probably 15 or 20,000 people came out to it, which is pretty good. It was one of the biggest ones I've been to in a long time. It might rival the... one of the ones I went to right when the war started back in March of 03, as far as size goes. But there was a pretty good size. And you know what, Frank? You know, it occurred to me recently that this war in Iraq is going to end. And it's going to end because the majority of people in this country are against it. And once the majority of people in this country realize that they're the majority, they will put an end to it. We will put an end to it. And that thought has been giving me... you know, helping me feel relatively good about what's going on, because one way or another, it'll have to. Now, on the other hand, I'm not exactly hopeful that it's going to happen anytime immediately soon, because it seems to me that the Bush administration is it's funny because, you know, the president says on some occasions that he wants to complete the mission and this kind of thing, but sometimes he's also saying that, you know, he's not going to abandon the war on terrorism, and then he's not going to pull out on his watch, which leads me to think that, you know, this is going to be a big issue in the next presidential election, and we got to start thinking about what kind of candidate we're going to try to support in 08 that will hopefully try to get us out of that mess. What do you think about that?
Well, I agree with you. I think that the war will end, maybe none too soon, but I also agree with you that the current administration, other than enormous pressure by the public, I don't see them stopping it. And It's an absolute disaster. I could go on and on. There's no such thing as a war on terrorism, and to lie to the American public that somehow this has to do with that, to me, is an insult. And I know in Washington, D.C., the mainstream reported that there were over 100,000 people there, but from what I understand, it's probably twice that. And it's interesting the way the media tends to downplay such things, and numbers are manipulated. I know even in the early 90s when the first Gulf War happened, friends of mine would go to protests, and in the newspaper the next day they would print that only so many people showed up when clearly there were so many more. And I think the American public slowly is finally becoming aware that this is a tragic and lost situation, and that people are dying needlessly. Someone sent me an email on this notion of withdrawal, and it makes a lot of sense because our objectives have constantly been restated. We keep hearing different versions of what's going on by people in positions of authority. And quite honestly, the war, for the most part, is being run by a number of people that have never been to war. So it's to me, it's a very dire situation, and one that hopefully people in our country, I'm not even going to talk about around the world, because so many of our allied nations, its citizenry is not only not really ever supported this war, but now they're clearly disgusted by our response and our continued response. And again, the only way this is going to stop is when enough people in America say, we've had enough.
That's right, and it can't happen too soon. And it's funny because apparently a lot of people that used to support the war no longer do, because, you know, we've got the majority now. And I believe that that number is going to continue to rise as the obviousness of the failure becomes apparent. And you know, the other side of this too is that the war in its actuality has never been shown to the American people. It's been filtered out. You might get headlines, and you see things here and there about some bombs are going off, but they're not showing the flag draped coffins coming in. They're not showing the wounded soldiers. They're not showing the dead Iraqis that are getting blown up almost daily. It's just not being shown. And God forbid if it was shown, you know, we probably have 90% of the people in this country against the war, because people just don't understand what's happening. People are dying. People are being killed, maimed, wounded, and all the horrible things that happen in a war.
Donna, thank you for your call this morning. In 1989, in the invasion of Panama through Operation Just Cause, for the first time, as I know in recent history, the media was banned from the areas of combat. And a few days later, they were allowed in when the scenes were cleaned up. Also, as Don just mentioned, the notion of not seeing the bodies or the caskets coming back for the first time in the history of our country, as far as I know, in the early 90s in the Gulf War, the media was banned from taking any photographs or any tape of Dover Air Force Base in Delaware. When the dead return, sadly, outrightly banned, not allowed to see it. There are reports also that the body counts that we hear about are really manipulated and are much higher. Even the total of which is fast approaching 2,000 now American soldiers. There are some reports that say the casualty is even at least twice higher. And the way such things are counted, it's... I just wish we had a country that would hold our leaders or alleged leaders responsible. I wonder how many of you have even heard of the Downing Street memo. We have at least a handful of people in government that want to at least attempt to hold people in positions of authority accountable through this Downing Street memo of a meeting before the war ever happened. A meeting in London where it was stated that intelligence was to be fixed, and basically consensus is amongst these circles that the Bush administration had their mind made up already, that we were absolutely going to invade Iraq, and the notion of the intelligence being fixed, we all know those of us that have half a wit from the beginning till now have heard about three or four different stories or versions of the story from the inception of how Saddam Hussein at any moment was basically going to nuke the planet. And we knew where the weapons were and on and on. I mean, I've talked about this for so long, and yet still not a critical mass of the American public have absolutely demanded and held our leaders accountable. And I say the word leaders a bit flippantly, because I don't see a lot of leadership coming out of Capitol Hill these days.